I thought was the only realistic verdict. You know, I mean, some people have said to me previously, I will go for unlawful killing. I didn't think that was an appropriate verdict. I think, in all sincerity, in all honesty, nobody can be absolutely certain that Ron intended to take his life. The opportunity to use myself was just dismissed out of hand for no particular reason. One of the main things Ron was talking about at the end of his life was the fact that he felt that nobody cared for him. Now, all he can see around him is armed police officers. And as far as he's aware, none of his friends or family have come forward. My mother was on record in the previous week saying he was better off dead, but nobody else in our family thought like that. And unfortunately, I went to the papers and said, I don't feel like that. Well, isn't better off dead. But by that point, there was a lockdown on any kind of reporting in the press of what anybody had said about Roll. So my message didn't get through to Roll that way. And then on top of that, I couldn't get my message through to him directly either. I think they could have been different. Obviously, I'll never know for sure. But I think his basic paranoia of the police and all he's surrounded by is the police. I think it could have made a difference. I'm not saying it would have done. I'll be wrong if I was to say that I didn't think Roll was potentially suicidal, because he was potentially suicidal. But I think certain things could have made a difference. And I think one of the factors that triggered him over the edge there was his apparent abandonment by his friends and family. I can see a logic behind it, certainly, if we were actually in danger. But as came to light during the inquest, there were options to use a closed telephone line, for example. All right, it was pointed out that mobile telephones the reception wasn't very good around Rothbury, and I agree with that, because I've tried to use a mobile telephone around Rothbury and the reception's fairly poor, to say the least. But if they had they described it as a very primitive device, it was a closed line telephone. They could have reeled that out, passed that around. They might have had a sandwich to him without any kind of fatality, so there's no reason why they couldn't get a telephone receiver to him. I'm not saying I'm an expert on hostage situations. I've never been involved with one. But they could have dealt with it in a different way, and they could have got word to Roll that there were people there trying to talk to him. And the argument that it could have jeopardised the situation, inflamed it, made the situation more volatile, and eventually it could have caused a death, well, their approach didn't work. Their approach failed.